Today is Tuesday, September 15th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week and you listen. And today is no different. So I'm recording super early. I'm recording at 9 a.m. because I have a haircut. And so I have to leave at 9:30. Or roughly thereabout, because, well, first of all, I'm a slow driver, but especially when I'm by myself, Mark's not able to go with me. And so when I'm by myself, I need to stop a lot so I don't get sleepy, but also I have to pee a lot because I drink a lot of Diet Mountain Dew in the car. And, you know, so I have to give myself plenty of time to get there. He drives faster than I do, so... And this is not an age thing, because I know as you get older, a lot of people have a tendency to drive slower. But it's actually, I used to be a claims adjuster for an auto insurance company. And I don't know if this really, you know, caused anything or, you know, caused me to be a more cautious driver. But that's what I always say, that, you know, because of all the accidents I've handled and all the horrible things that I've seen that can happen, you know, when you don't drive responsibly, and I'm not saying that, you know, driving over the speed limit a little bit is not responsible, but I'm just saying, you know, after you see all of that, I think subconsciously there's something about your brain that kind of says, oh, I'm just gonna, you know, drive the speed limit. But also, when I was younger, I used to get pulled over a lot. And I know I don't have any reason to talk because, you know, Black Lives Matters and I'm a white guy, and so I'm in probably the best position. But for whatever reason, I've always driven a sports car. So when I was in high school, my father died when I was young, and so there was a little bit of Social Security money that was set aside for me. And so when I got to driving age, at some point, we used a little bit of that Social Security money to buy me a car, and I got a Nissan 240SX, which is a sports car. I mean, they don't make them anymore, but I've actually got the newer version of that now. I've got a 370Z, which basically they kept increasing the numbers and the letters, and so it's basically the current version of a 240SX. But anyway, when I was in high school, that's what I had. So that was a sporty looking car. And then after the plane crash that I was in, and for those of you who haven't heard about the plane crash, I don't even have an episode to point you to, but I was in a plane crash when I was in college with American Airlines. And so I got a settlement for that. And after that, I decided to buy another car. And my dream car at the time was a BMW Z3. So then I bought a Z3. So again, another sports car. And then now I drive, you know, I drove that Z3 until literally the wheels were falling off. And I drove it like, I don't know, 15 years or something. And then finally, I decided when the engine basically gave out on it, I decided I was going to get a new car. And then I got the 370Z that I've got now. By the way, just so that you guys know that I was responsible with those choices, every single one of those cars was a used car when I bought it, which my stepfather always taught me that when you buy a car, you should always buy a used car, even if it's just a month old or a year old or, you know, still under warranty and all that. Because when you buy a new car, the minute you drive it off the lot, it depreciates by a lot of money. And so, you know, let's say you pay $30,000 for a car, it drops like $10,000 or $15,000 as soon as you drive it off the lot. And so if you need to go back, and I know you're not buying a car for an investment necessarily, but as soon as you need to resell it or whatever, you've lost so much equity when you drive off that you're going to be underwater for years on your loan, and you won't be able to, you'll just be stuck with that car and you won't be able to resell it because you'll have so much money that you owe on it. And also for auto insurance, if you get in that situation where you, you know, buy a brand new car, you drive it off the lot, and it loses so much value immediately when you drive it off the lot. And I may have exaggerated a little bit about how much it loses, but it loses a lot. And, you know, then let's say you get in an accident where you total the vehicle and the insurance company will not repair it. They're only going to pay you the current value of the vehicle, which means you could be underwater on your loan. You could owe $5,000, $10,000 or more on a loan even after your insurance company pays for what they consider to be the value of the vehicle. So there you go. There's your lesson, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, I bought all of my cars have been sports cars. So maybe that's why I got pulled over a lot. But whatever reason, I'm a slow driver. And so I'm a slow driver and I stop a lot. And so I'm leaving a little bit earlier than I would have to just to make sure that I get there on time for my haircut. And thus, I'm recording early. Wow, that was a lot of explanation. I did have a couple of tweets that I wanted to respond to. And so we'll go ahead and do that. And then, you know, we'll see what else we can fit in before the end of the episode. So on Twitter, I had been talking about my parents yesterday. And how, and I don't know if I said this yesterday or on Mix Minus over the weekend, but as my parents get older, I've, you know, and I hate to say this because I love my parents, but they seem to have gotten more political and in a bad way, you know, in a Fox News kind of way, for those of you who know me, you know. And again, I said this on Mix Minus, but I really am attempting. There was a time for a while that I was just binging CNN and MSNBC, and, you know, which they skew liberal, right? And then I was talking bad about people who were watching Fox News all the time. So I decided, you know what? I'm not going to binge 24-hour news networks at all. So I'm not going to, you know, I don't want any of these that try to sensationalize things and they're trying to keep my eyeballs. So I stopped watching CNN and MSNBC. And I just, right now, I'm living on the Good Morning America and the Nightline with David Muir. And I don't know if ABC News skews liberal. I don't think they skew conservative, but, you know, and also local news. But I think our local news is probably more conservative because of where I live. But Daniel also suggested I watch BBC News. So I'm trying to find a place where I can stream that or download it. And so I don't have to watch it real time. And I downloaded their app, but I wasn't able to. The BBC America app does not have the news on it. It has their scripted programs, but I didn't find any news on there. So anyway, I've been trying to, you know, not get a bunch of liberal news, but not get a bunch of conservative news either. I just want the story. I don't want the spin on it. But anyway, regardless, my parents have a really, you know, Fox News, conservative, we watch this 24 hours a day sort of thing. And for whatever reason, recently when I've gone over there, they've decided they want, or at least my mom especially, my stepdad doesn't really do this, but my mom has decided that she wants to just bring up the political topic of the day as soon as we walk in. And I can handle that. I mean, they're my parents, but poor Mark, he's, you know, he's shy as it is and doesn't talk a lot because he's afraid, you know, he won't say something correctly in English or his accent will be weird, bad, or not weird. I mean, and I understand him fine, but apparently, even though he's spoken English his whole life, he is self-conscious about that. And so he doesn't, when we go in situations like with my parents or family or people he doesn't know very well, stuff like that, he doesn't talk a lot. And so, you know, he just sits there and feels uncomfortable because my mom is saying these things that, you know, some of them are racist, some of them, and it makes me sad because, like I said before, I never thought of them as racist or anything like that. So all of that to say, I'm enjoying spending time with them less and less because I just don't want to have these difficult conversations every single time I go over. And they're not going to convince me. I'm probably not going to convince them. And I feel like there's just no point in us having these discussions. So anyway, Gary says, spend some time with your folks. You will be storing up memories. I'm so glad I did it with my folks. And Gary, I'm not going to stop spending time with them. What I'm saying is I've got to figure out a way to shift the focus away from these political, you know, belief system sort of conversations, because like I said, you know, they're just going to be uncomfortable. They're not going to do anything, because we're not going to skew each other's opinions. Probably my parents are set in their ways. They're older and, you know, they're probably not going to change that much. And I just don't feel like it's worth, you know, the time and the frustration on both sides. And so I've just got to keep mentioning to them, hey, let's just have fun. Let's not talk about politics, et cetera, you know. And I am going to spend time with them. But it does get a little bit difficult when they want to bring up these uncomfortable conversations all the time. Kathy Bacon says, my son went to Arkansas 3 times and got COVID. He lives in Minnesota, so I'm blaming Arkansas. And Lamont Cranston says he lives where Charles Ingalls used to make lumber deliveries. All right, well, I don't know about him getting COVID in Arkansas, but it's possible. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out other great podcasts at pride48.com/shows.